I want to tell you about my day.
I can't wait.
I had one of those like real New York days that I haven't had in a really long time. So I have this new friend that I met when I was doing background work a while ago. Like I did that one day of background work. But, it worked out because I got paid and I made a friend. Mm-hmm. So, fantastic. So, and the friend lives in my neighborhood, which is why it's exciting because if he's not doing anything one day and I'm not doing anything one day, we just like go to lunch, get coffee. We don't even make a plan. So I have the dog with me and he said, there's a cafe in the East Village that you're allowed to bring your dog. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, yeah, outdoors, you can bring your dog anywhere. He's like, no, indoors. It's an indoor dog cafe. What? Like, I didn't even know this existed, which is crazy because I'm dog girl. Mm-hmm. So you go in and it's a double door. So I don't know if you know, but like in New York City, whenever there's any kind of dog run of any kind, they always have a double fence because that way if your dog gets out of a fence, it's not going to go run into traffic. There's a second fence.
Got it.
Yeah. So they do this at this restaurant where it's a double door. So that way if a dog gets out one door, it can't get out the other door.
Mm-hmm. Like a foyer,
exactly. And right. One door opens out and the other opens in. So there's no way a dog can get out is the idea. And it's pretty cool. So what's really interesting is people just walk in and they take their dog off leash and let their dog just run around the restaurant.
That can't be good.
Well, it actually is pretty cool. And they don't serve, it's not like a high-end restaurant where like the waiter comes over. It's like, they serve like avocado toast and croissants and just simple food. And it's mostly a coffee shop more than anything else. Mm-hmm. So what was funny is, so I'm sitting there with my friend Steve and we're just sitting having a conversation. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a pug jumps up on the table. So now like we're talking and there's a pug there. Like somebody's pug just like jumped up on the table. And then we're like, hello, pug, we're eating, goodbye. And then, again, we're sitting and talking, and, our dog just stayed under the table with us the whole time because we have a well-behaved dog. Sitting there talking, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a poodle in a sweater just jumps on Steve's lap, So it's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. So we're sitting there, and we're chatting, and I'm telling him about, some work stuff that's going on, and these two girls come over, and they sit next to us, mm-hmm. and they both pull up their laptops and they're hanging out and they're chatting and we're chatting. And our dog walks over to this table of these two girls and like puts her head in the lap of one of the girls. And she's like, oh my God, she's so sweet. I'm like, that's Marigold. She's really nice. She's a very nice lady. So we start talking about dogs. She's like, I just got a puppy, and starts showing me pictures. Well, that leads to another conversation, which leads to another conversation. And suddenly we like push the tables together and the four of us, the two girls, one's 22, one's 23. We start having this whole conversation about like they went to Penn State together and they're best friends. And one of them is working in the city and the other's in law school in Connecticut. And we're just fully on chatting. And I was really interested because I don't really hang out with 22 and 23-year-olds anymore. Like, my youngest friends just turned 30. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I know what 30-year-olds are thinking. I know what, the younger millennials and the older millennials are thinking. And I have a lot of friends that are Gen X. But I don't really know what, because they're kind of Gen Z, right? They're not millennials at 22. They're like older Gen Z at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them goes, I can't stand cancel culture, and starts talking about like why she hates it. She said that it's misfocused. She said, she's like, cancel culture sucks because people are focused on the wrong thing. It's like, oh, you're so mad that this one person did this one thing, so you're not going to watch their show anymore. Like, put that energy into bettering the world or bettering yourself. And I was like, whoa, Gen Z, like, happy to hear it. And then the other girl was talking about how she does not associate with people that are Trump supporters. She has family members that support Trump, and she is like excommunicated them because she's like, I'm not even very political. I just feel like, why would you preface your politics on hate? And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So And they were just they were really smart. Let me just say, like, Steve and I were, like, having trouble keeping up because, you know, they went to Penn State and we're, like, two idiots who went to state schools. But it was just, it was really interesting listening to them. And so it was really funny. So we have this really intense conversation about, like, the world and empathy and the politics and the news. And then out of nowhere, somebody goes, oh, my God, I really hate the new Sex and the City. Have you seen... And just like that. I'm like, it's the worst. So we start bonding over that. And then I, of course, say, oh, well, the best show out there right now is Sex Life. And they go, of College Girls. Yes, that is the best show. I'm so glad you brought it up. So now we're bonding over how much we love Mindy Kaling and the Sex Life of College Girls. And one of them goes, this is the weirdest conversation. Because we started out with politics and the world and we ended with television. Like, we should have started with television and morphed into something more serious, but, like, we went right for the serious topics first. And but it was like we spent, like, I met my friend at, like, maybe, I don't know, it was like noon. I look at my watch, it's 2:30. We're still sitting there with these girls.
I don't like none of this because we're in a pandemic. And you're sitting at a table, pushing tables together with people in a restaurant.
Well, the thing about New York restaurants is you have to show your vaccination card. So all four of us are vaccinated. Steve and I have both had COVID recently. So we have that super immunity, at least for another couple of weeks, you know. And a lot of people actually had masks on, like the people that were sitting alone all had masks on, which was so weird because they were like drinking coffee and eating, but mostly they were on their computers. So these girls didn't have masks on and we didn't have masks on. And the four of us were just chatting away like old friends.
Yeah. So I don't think the world is at that point yet. So I'm afraid for you.
But I had COVID just like a couple of weeks ago.
I think you're going to get it. I think people can get it a week afterwards. I mean, 800,000 people yesterday came down with COVID. You know how many the day before? 800,000. Day before that, 800,000.
Right. Okay. I have
every single day.
I understand. I have three things to say about it. Okay. Here's the first thing that you need to know. The other studies that came out today about this particular COVID is that it's not killing people. We've discussed this because it's upper respiratory. It's annoying. It's in your nose. If you're vaccinated,
people are still dying.
Because they're not vaccinated.
People are still dying. I know that.
These girls are vaccinated. They actually had their vaccination cards because we were talking about how cute they shrunk them down so that they can fit in their wallets and whatever. So they're vaccinated. We're vaccinated.
I'm just telling you, I don't like none of it.
But if I didn't just have COVID, like literally a couple of weeks ago, I would never have even been there because I wouldn't have taken the risk. But for now, they say at least a minimum 2 months, could be more, but they know at least 2 months. If you're triple vaxxed like I am and you recently had COVID, you have 2 months of free play, 2 months of recess.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe anything about COVID at all because I don't think people know. I don't think doctors know. I think they're just throwing shit up against the wall and waiting for the next strain. And I don't like how many people are coming down with it. I'm afraid to go anywhere. So that's why I bring that up. And to push tables together and sit there and talk to two people, you have no idea who they are. If they crawled out from under a gutter and walked in there, you have no idea.
I do know. One of them was from Long Island, so we bonded over that immediately. But that's true. She was super cool.
That's a better reason to wear a mask.
No. These girls were super cool. No, here's the thing. Again, you are not allowed into a New York restaurant or food serving facility, even a coffee shop, unless you have to show a vaccination. You have to show proof that you've been vaccinated. And they look at your ID with it, too, to make sure you're not using somebody else's vaccination card. They look at you, they look at your ID, they look at the vaccination. So I know these girls have been vaccinated. They know we've been vaccinated. All four of us have all been vaccinated.
Yeah, and 800,000 people said the same thing yesterday and today. So that's all I say. I just don't like none of it.
I know. But, okay.
I think we should all be in a bubble, and that's.
If I didn't have COVID like a couple of weeks ago, I'd agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I just had COVID. I just had it. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it again. I'm not going to get this strain again. I mean, I could potentially get whatever the next strain is, but that hasn't.
Or you could get Delta that's still hanging around. Or you can get the original COVID that's still hanging around. You don't know. So to sit down and chat with people I don't know, I don't even want to chat with people. I don't even want to chat with my kids. And I know them. And you know what? They're not from Long Island. And I still don't want to push my table next to my kids' table.
I didn't feel like I was taking a risk today. But now that you say that I could potentially get Delta or some other, you know, the original COVID.
Yeah, that's still hanging around. Or you could get, the flu. You could get, there's so many different things out there. And right now, it's scary to go anywhere. So I didn't even like going to a store today to buy stuff. I finally got K95 masks and I'm wearing those. I just don't like going anywhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I had a meeting in New Jersey. And in New Jersey, you don't have to show vaccination to go into a restaurant. You can just walk in and you don't even have to wear a mask. There's not even a sign that says you must wear a mask. I thought that was interesting. The employees were wearing masks. All the wait staff were wearing masks. But there doesn't seem to be a mandate in New Jersey for customers. But people that were sitting, it was the opposite of New York. People that were sitting by themselves with nobody else, everybody was socially distanced. If people were sitting anywhere near someone else, they wore a mask. If they were sitting by themselves, they did not wear a mask. And I walked in, and the lady I met with, I was like, do we have to wear masks in here? She's like, no, it's New Jersey. No masks, no mask requirement
here. It's the Florida of the North.
Yeah, it really is. So I had 2 days in a row that I, as far as you're concerned,
put your life at risk.
Yeah, well, not my life at risk. I'm triple vaxxed. I got something, I'm not going to die.
Okay, I just don't like it. Don't like none of it.
Well, again, I have my, if it's, you know, you can't pick and choose science. You either believe it or you don't. They're all saying, every single doctor, scientist, the people that do disease, that are the disease infectious specialists, whatever, they all have been saying the same thing, that if you've recently had COVID and you're triple vaxxed, you have super immunity. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to wear a cape.
Thumbs up for
so
you.
So people know I'm a super
Good
immunity person. I got
Good
the cape
for
on.
You.
Listen, I only have a couple of weeks left of this, so I'm gonna use it or lose it.